Well, good afternoon, everyone. We didn't have to drive through snow or ice or, a little rain. That's okay. I said to somebody a while ago that rain is called a mushroom rain. It means anybody who knows how about picking morel mushrooms, that's the kind of rain you want to be in. Well, not 48 hours ago, most of us were sitting right here in this very room. We said we would. What we were asked to do. How are we doing? Please turn to Luke chapter 22 and verse 19. And we're going to read what Christ himself asked us to do. Christ and his disciples had gathered to observe this, the most influential Passover since the first one in Egypt. This was the Passover when the new Passover symbols were instituted, the night that would forever mark the New Testament Church of God. Christ, in the midst of the service, just following the foot washing, begins in Luke 22, verse 19, King James Version. And he, Jesus, took the bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave unto them, and saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise, also the cup, in verse 20, after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." My question, for me and for all of us, are we remembering? Paul makes it very clear in 1 Corinthians. If you turn to page 1 Corinthians 11, we'll read verses 24 and 25, that both the bread and the wine are to be done in a remembrance to Christ. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, "And when he," Christ, "broke and gave thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" And in verse 25, "After the same manner, he also took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So on the night of the Passover observance, he, Jesus the Messiah, ushered in the new covenant Passover. With the new symbols of bread, his body, and the wine, his blood, his shed blood for us. After giving the new symbols, Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Christ asked this of the disciples as a friend. How many times have you said to somebody, "Oh, give me a call when you get in," or "send me an email," or "just let me know how you're doing. Stay in touch with me." Christ asked this of all who follow him as a brother. Christ commanded this as God. A very unique time in the history. We are to remember Christ. We are to never forget him. Never forget his sacrifice. To never forget the love of God, the Father, and Jesus Christ for us and for all of mankind. For each of us specifically. Every day of the year. Every second of life. The one event, and we have a lot of events in which people say, "Never forget." The one event in human history, the one event we must never forget is Christ's sacrifice. Christ's sacrifice proves beyond a doubt his and God the Father's love for us and the wanting of us to become a member of their family. By remembering Christ's sacrifice, displayed as a memorial each year at Passover, we never forget. By remembering Christ's intercession that makes it possible when we get on our knees to be able to speak to the very Creator of the universe. Each time we go to God in prayer, whether it's desperate need of repentance and forgiveness of sin, or God, it's a gorgeous day out here. I just wanted to let you know, thank you. That opportunity was made possible by Jesus Christ's shed blood. By remembering Christ's service, displayed in the opportunities that each of us have every day to serve one another and other people, we never forget. The Old Testament commandment for unleavened bread, basically in Exodus 12:15 and Exodus 12:39, and it's 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the first day, you put away the leaven out of your houses, and whoever eats that leavened bread from the first day until the seventh, that same soul shall be cut off from Israel. And 39, and they baked the leavened cakes because they were forced out of Egypt. Sent out quickly. They didn't have time to make bread. The Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were commanded to be kept in all generations as an ordinance forever. That pretty well nails it to the wall that you can't undo it. All generations, until humans are no longer there, as an ordinance forever. That's pretty much forever. So you can't do away with it. So you're going to remember this. In Exodus 12:14, the Passover statement, and this day shall go be unto you for a memorial, and you'll keep it as a feast, and the Lord throughout your generations, you shall keep the feast as an ordinance forever. And then in Exodus 12:17, unleavened bread, you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for all in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt, therefore shall you observe this day in your generations as an ordinance forever. Passover and unleavened bread are forever. But just what exactly was the this that Christ was talking about? What did he mean by remember this? Do this in remembrance of me. Well, we only take and partake of the symbols of Passover on Passover. We don't do it every day or every Sabbath. We do it one time of the year. Yet, every single day, we have opportunity throughout the year to do this in remembrance of me or of Christ by participating in the meaning of both symbols, the bread and the wine, the body of Christ and his shed blood. We have opportunity every time we get on our knees, every time we serve another person, every time you think of another person, you're doing what Christ showed us in his service. The body, the bread. Each time we're accosted by life. And who in here has not been accosted by life in the last 24 hours? I'd like to talk to you and see how you avoided that. We remember Christ shed his blood, he gave his body, so that we would have the opportunity to be protected by God's Holy Spirit. The whole chapter of 1 Peter 4 tells us not to think it strange that we encounter difficulties and trials in this life because we obey God. We are reminded of Christ's suffering, the giving of his body, each time we suffer the slings and the arrows of this life. The blood, each time we go to God in prayer. As I said before, we're able to do so because Christ gave his blood that sanctified us, made us approachable to God and acceptable. Whether we repent of a sin or ask for just make a nice comment, those are opportunities to be before the Almighty Creator God. And that shed blood of Christ made that possible. Thus, unleavened bread is the first step in God's seven-step program assisting us in remembering of the sacrifice of Christ for all mankind. Every single holy day we go to, every single Sabbath, remember. Whenever you see someone in the church, you think of them. It's a remember you will remember Christ, because that's the body of Christ. The great gift that Christ and God the Father gave all of humanity, the ushering in of the key to the fulfillment of God's plan on the new covenant Passover, in which each of us share the opportunity to participate in this blessing each day for the rest of our life. Now we'll segue into the offertory. Anyone who needs a...